Urban Rail is still in the planning stages, but Phase 1 is expected to go from the Convention Center downtown through the UT Austin campus and on to the Miller neighborhood. Jace Deloney says that last part puzzles him.
Does Miller deserve even more investment in level of transit service?
Deloney serves on a commission that advises the Austin City Council on urban transportation issues. He says Miller, a low-density planned community in the land that used to be Austin's airport, just doesn't make sense as an end point for urban rail.
We sent rail to Leander, and that's an open lot, and a lot of people are frustrated with that line that we have. While at the same time, on, you know, our city's historic corridors that everyone has used since Austin was sort of founded, you know, South Lamar, South Congress, Guadalupe, North Lamar, those areas, you know, aren't getting the same type of investment.
Don Dozier was also at yesterday's Cap Metro open house. He lives in Miller.
One of the things that the Miller Neighborhood Association did is to allocate land toward the maintenance facility for the urban rail.
Dozier says the rest of the areas considered for Phase 1 are densely populated. A site for the maintenance facility has to be no more than 3 blocks from the rail line. An initial search in 2010 showed that many properties that meet that requirement are either churches, parks, or are owned by the state or the university. Those cannot be purchased. And other properties in the area that match the requirements are just too expensive. But Cap Metro's John Michael Cortez says planners aren't just looking at the bottom line. They look at a range of factors in projecting growth to balance the transit needs of current riders with the needs of future riders.
It's not an either-or proposition. It's we got to do both. So the University of Texas, starting in 2014, will get high-capacity transit with MetroRapid. The city of Austin's looking at high-capacity transit connecting downtown, the Capitol, UT, and Mueller, because we know what kind of activity center that's going to be in the future.
And when we talk about the future, Cap Metro means the next 20 or 30 years. That's how far ahead planners think. Whereas riders like Deloney would like to have an urban rail solution for more densely populated areas of the city a lot sooner. Joy Diaz, KUT News.